Coral of Day, New York City, Gino De La Fosse, Ma Petite Fille est Gone. Alexander Pratt, good morning to you and your lovely wife over in St. Martinville. Get up and do something now. Gino Delafos, Ma Petite Fille Est Gone, Leroy Thomas coming in, You Got Me. At 8 past 10 o'clock, we are now in the fourth segment of Zydeco Sanfoncelle. Your host, JB, until 12 noon. So stay tuned right where you are. Know who this could be. Keith Frank. Stepping to the rhythm. Hamilton Club. Rockin' Time.
The rhythm.
You'll be hearing some more from Keith Frank in a little while. You just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM, because I really don't know one of his selection as his title of it, and he love them all, and we're going to be playing some of that and later on in the program, so you stay tuned right here. But first, here come Chubby Carrier. Good morning to Chubby Carrier. Happy belated birthday to you. I could not make it to your party, but I understand I was not missed. You had a lot of folks, and that was made me happy just to hear that you had a crowd that was falling out to the seam over there, busting in the seam over at Vermilionville. Whenever you get a chance, just give me a call, and we'll just say hello to each other. Good morning to you and your lovely wife. Hope everything is going well for you. Here we go. Carry a two-step. Look out now.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, young Creole man, Grammy Award winner, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band.
Always ready, huh? You're like Freddy, huh?
Like Freddy, always ready.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well.
Good, good, good. It's good to see you back in the saddle. After a week off.
No.
Actually, it was just from Sunday, Saturday at noon until now.
Yeah. What you mean off? I wasn't off.
I know, that's what I'm saying. From Saturday noon.
Yeah, to Saturday
until
noon.
Now.
As a matter of fact, I just come from the park where the 100 was working with the juveniles.
Good, good.
The 15, 16, 17, 118-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Working with them, trying to get them on the right track. Because the next track is the bars.
Yes,
and not the drinking bars.
No.
But the bars. So we're working with them with a program called Pro Choice. And that's what we're doing, man. Just trying to help them young people, bro. And it's not just one type.
Mm-mm.
It's all. It's all the kids. All the kids.
Of them.
Male,
all
female,
them.
Black,
yes.
White, Spanish, all the whole works. You know, everybody. You know, and thanks to Judge Bro who decided to let us work with them to be able to help them and head them in the right direction. You know, that means a lot.
That's good.
Means
though.
A lot.
Yeah. We need more of that, though. We need more of that.
Councilman Rubin came out, which was a good thing. So it all worked out. It was good.
Okay.
Still working with it. Yeah. But anyway.
What is one of the main things that you're trying to accomplish it with them?
Really, just to be able to mentor.
Yes.
And today was more of a building relationship between each other and support and being able to call someone if you're in trouble and understanding. At first, you know, when we first got them in there, we had, I guess, about 20 young people. And when they got there, you know, nobody talks to each other. Everybody in their own little world. And eventually, we had Earl LeBlanc, who's directing the program, Pro Choice, and, you know, start building. And he had an activity where they wasn't talking too much. Then all of a sudden, they start playing and laughing and joking and stuff. And then really coming out of the shell and getting into a new shell. And it's really working well. I mean, they're going to be there until 12 o'clock there at the park. So it's really good, I mean, to see the willingness to be able to try to start. And there's one young lady who didn't want to participate. Then another young lady started participating. And she went and got the young lady who didn't want to participate. So then she started participating. You know, so it's just to understand somebody loves you, somebody cares, somebody want to do something for you and help you. And that's what it is. It's just trying to build relationship between each other.
Do you find that is because sometimes they don't feel loved and wanted and appreciated?
Absolutely. You know, they be at home, and home is so busy trying to survive that they don't have an opportunity really to see the world. You know, they're always, I mean, you know, it's kind of like if you're in mourning 24/7, you don't know what happiness is.
That's right.
You know, and you got to get out of that mournful state, I guess is trying to be a good way to explain it. But if you're always in a sad situation, it's hard to be happy.
That's right.
To be happy. That's right. So that's why when I see young people, I always speak to them.
And, that's right.
You know, trying to develop, and you do that too with school, trying to develop. Hey, it's okay to talk.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay to be a friend. Trust me. And I know trust is a big factor for them because they're so young.
That's,
you know, and you have kids, man, have such outlooks that's unbelievable, you know.
Ooh.
Well, what what kind of goal you got?
Yeah.
I want to live to be 16. That was said today.
What?
That's a goal.
Well,
You know how old he was?
I can understand that.
You know how old he was?
Yeah.
15.
But that's
the world he lives in.
I think I can understand that because the world that they live in right now.
Oh, it's just.
It's
very dangerous.
We were having a conversation with a young man who was here yesterday to bury his uncle and from Chicago. And I know his parents. But he was telling us that how young people don't value life. And as that young man said, live to be 16. Mm-hmm. And when you say that, you haven't started living yet.
Right, you know, right.
It is.
Yeah. And so that's what's going on with Project Choice right now. And it's a pilot program. It's something that we're just starting to work with. We'll do it for 6 months and get with them and, you know, and see what can develop. So the court system is definitely trying to put an effort in. We don't want them in this system.
No, we don't want them in this system.
So we're trying to get them out of the system before they actually get into the system. So they're going to have a lot of support. Mental health professionals going to help them out. And so it's going to be a lot of things that really needs to happen with the young people. Because guess what? No matter what we think, that's our future. That's either going to push us where we got to go or push us off the sidewalk in the wheelchair or something like that. But we have to show them love so they know what love is. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I tell you what, MC, one of the many reasons that I'm still enjoying teaching is because I get a chance to converse with some of the young people, and sometimes you get a chance to see some results, positive results out of that. And not just to be able to teach them academics, but also teach them about life and to learn to appreciate life and prepare themselves for the future. And they are the leaders, like you say.
Yeah.
They are.
No matter what we think, that's our future.
That's our future.
Got to do something for them.
Okay.
All right. And good morning, Clarice and Earl. Swallow this morning. I say good morning to you guys. Martell, good morning to you and to my family, Bobby, McMeekin, Melon, and Marley. Hope y'all having a great day. Mm-hmm. It's a little cloudy out. You got your grass cut?
No. Man, I'm
going. I got a tractor with a bush hog. No. Bush hog it for you.
Yeah, I'm getting, you know what I want? I'm going to get me a lawnmower with no wheels.
They have those.
Yeah. It's just the air. So yeah. Because it's so damp, the ground is moist and soft.
And you got to cut so the sun can get to dry
that's
the ground.
Right.
You know, it's amazing.
I'm going to get me a self-propelled walking lawnmower.
I'll tell you how. It's more simple than that.
What's that?
For about $20.
What's that?
They got some stuff called that stop it from growing called Roundup. Roundup will take care of your yard. You'd have to make sure that you kill everything so it would look normal. You can't have little green spots here and there. So what kind of yard? But now it's all dead.
That's what your head looks like when you get to be over 70.
Yeah, long hair here, no hair there. Hair here, no hair there.
And your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Your eyebrows are the same. But anyway.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Someone called this morning and wanted to hear something by Bojack, and we hadn't played this one, called Check It Out and Lock It In.
And Lock It In. Sounds good.
We hadn't played it for a while, and she wanted to hear that. So here we go, and hopefully that you will enjoy it. There we go.
Lock it in.
Special request for Miss Wheaton. The Blues Is Killing Me by Little Buck Sennegal. At 10:34, we're in the third segment of Zadigo Sampa Sale. let me down. Little Buck Senegal, the blues is killing me.
The blues, very, and you know, if you listen to it, to the words, he was actually singing his death song.
That's right. That's right.
Don't cry for me. You know, yeah, when you start listening to the song, yeah. I guess, I know we sang that after the song. We should have said it before the song so you could have, you know, followed through with that. But, yeah, he was actually singing, telling you what he expected on his death. Yeah, just let me down slower. Yeah. No, don't rush me.
Don't drop me.
Don't rush me. No, yeah. Yep. Curtis Poulard, Zydeco Curtis Poulard, will be at Old Darby's tonight. Hmm. Yep, starting at 9 p.m. Curtis Poulard and the Creole Zydeco Band will be there tonight and playing his music. And I want to say good morning to Cohen Kevin Menard this morning. Man, hope everything is going well for you.
Boy, you're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be good. You're going to be good.
Yeah,
just follow. It's all good. It's all good. It's just fun.
He's going to be all right. Oh, yeah. You know, he gets a little downturn every so often that.
And people.
People are people, though.
Well, let's say when you point your finger at somebody, they got four other ones pointing at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to point at somebody, four fingers they pointing at you. Yeah. They say, you too. But anyway.
I want to say good morning to the folks over in the VA. And, you know, they doing very good.
They're working with it. They're working with it. There's a lot of vets out there.
When I was over there yesterday, and I was surprised to see how many veterans were there and seeking some help.
Sure.
Yeah.
And when I go in there and I'm sitting there, I say, okay, what branch of the service was he or she in?
That's right.
Now, I wonder what they did in the service. You know, you just be thinking those, and then you look at them, and you can tell some of them was in, because they have injuries, and then you have some that just had traumas, you know. And you be surprised, and I know you'll go in and say, God, he's here. I've seen him before. Yeah. I've seen him before. You know, not knowing that they're vets, you know. But
You never know who are veterans and until you go there and you see some faces. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, they urge you to wear masks.
Sure.
And so you don't recognize too many people that are there.
And I think all vets this morning are just raise your hand. Just so people know you are a vet. And if you say, what's wrong with him? Oh, he must be a vet. Yeah, if you're a vet, raise your hand. And we want to thank you for your services because, you know, it doesn't seem like you did much, but you did a lot. You did a lot.
You said a mouthful there.
You know,
and let me tell you, some people don't think that veterans who actually go into the military, sacrifice their lives.
Sure.
And it could be the ultimate sacrifice, which is debt.
That is true.
And you go there and to protect and defend this country.
Yep.
It's a, you're giving.
Because a lot of family, remember, I know in my family, I lost a brother to Agent Orange. That was because he was overseas.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were spraying the poison to kill all the trees so that the military could see where they were going. You know, so, and Agent Orange is taking a lot of soldiers away. You know, but
that's the truth.
The vets need to be recognized, and I appreciate that when people say thank you for your services and stuff like that. But it's a good thing. Martell, I know you're a vet, and I just wanted to say thank you for your services. So it's a good thing. My whole family went in. We're four brothers. All four went in.
Your whole family?
The whole family. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We all served our time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two of us, actually, Edward and myself. Earl could not go in because he had a little handicap problem.
Right.
Because he had, he created something and he hurt himself when he being a little hard-headed. And, of course, he couldn't go in. He said he would love to have been
I'll tell you
to
what.
In.
I wish they still had the draft because some of those young men could stand going into the military and learn how to act. Because that's what you do. You learn how not to act. You learn how to follow instruction, period. That's all it is, how to follow instruction.
Oh, look,
that's
the
key.
They get in your face. And,
you learn how to follow instruction.
I try very hard to not use my military experience in the classroom.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes, you know, because the kids are not. They don't want to follow directions sometimes.
Right.
And rules and regulations, you know. And I try to stay away from that as much as possible, and I try to use more of an easy mode in order to be
able to
get it done.
Yeah. It's a whole different world.
Military is certainly different.
Oh, absolutely. John, I went, and this was several years ago, I went through basic in Lackland, and I mean, we in barracks, you know, no air, no nothing. You know, you're just there, or 20, 30 people in one room and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I went there, man, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago. They're in dormitories.
Yes.
I say, what is
wearing tennis shoes?
Military, 8 to 5. Yes. I say, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look,
I said,
I know.
They in college here.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And
shut
it's
down.
Still,
and, but still, that, but that's the way we're training the new world. Of course, everything is technology now. Yeah. So
but when we were in there,
oh, yeah.
Combat boots.
And, it was always that. I just hate
it.
You know, and yet, hurry up and wait. Hurry up and get dressed and get ready to go to lunch.
You go outside.
Stand in lunch, stand in line for 45 minutes waiting to go to lunch. Don't you move. At
and,
ease.
And then you had to do, sometimes you had to do some chin ups.
Oh, yeah.
Chin ups before you go in the cafeteria. And look, you get in there, you see all that good food sitting up there, and you say, and the sergeant say, you make sure you eat all that you take.
That's right.
Because they're standing at the end of the line, and you try to scrape something.
You go back, sit down, and eat.
You got to go and sit down and eat.
Absolutely.
Or if you scrape it in there, they didn't see you. You got to do at least 25 to 50 push-ups when you get out.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna work for it.
Stand in line.
Yep.
Okay.
But anyway, to all the vets, it's not Veterans Day, but it's always a Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Just want to thank you for all you do, and all my nephews that went in. You know. Yeah, a lot of people from Oberlin area went into the military.
Yeah,
well, that's a good thing.
But
good thing.
I just want to say good morning to the veterans, the employees over at the VA, and how they're dedicated and loyal and very respectful and courteous when you go there. And I just want to say
nice facility.
Very nice.
Yeah, nice facility.
And, of course, military is always clean.
Always clean, got to be, which is a good thing.
You can eat all the floor, you know, because it's always
that
clean.
That was the thing.
Okay. We're going to play something by Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. We haven't heard from him for a while. Hope that everything is going well for him. And 47 past 10 o'clock on his cloudy Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow you have cool vibe in
Peru. Right, and cheaper.
And cheaper.
Cheaper.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, allons en la paillère, et tu fais un gros mignon. Oh, allons avec madame. Si madame canaille comme moi, et tu fais un Roméo, ça quitte d'un pécanaille, et ça quitte d'un pécanaille, oh allons dans la vallée. On la baille, tu fais un gros mignon. On va l'oser avec madame, si madame canaille comment. Et tu fais un gros mignon, mais ça qui t'est un peu canaille. Ça qui t'est un peu canaille, on va l'oser la baille.
up a little bit. We're not going to let you play that one right now. We're just going to wait until later on. It's 51 pass, and here we go with something by Buckwheat that will always be tomorrow.
All right, I want to say good morning to the BOP gang, my students at BOP. Just want to wish them a good day. Hopefully all is going well, enjoying some Zydeco music with you guys this morning. Hopefully it's all good.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back in the saddle again by the 12th of August, man. Another month and we'll be back in the saddle again.
I'm glad for y'all. I'm so glad y'all going back to school.
Full-fledged.
Yep. That's good. Let's roll.
August
the 12th.
I'll be teaching three classes of NCCER.
Okay.
And three of General Tech and Industrial Technology.
Wait a minute. Y'all starting late. Y'all should have started tonight. What?
Let me play with
y'all. Y'all gonna start on a Thursday.
On a Thursday. That's right. We're just trying to get acquainted. That's introduction. See, Thursday and Friday, it's more or less, you know, the orientation. And so you got to get all of them just acclimated to sitting in a classroom.
But y'all have full day Thursday and Friday?
Full day.
But if y'all would have started Monday,
no.
By the time y'all got to Thursday, y'all would be really acquainted.
See, you let them come in that Thursday and Friday, and now they can go home and make a decision of whether or not they really, now they realize that they're going to have to sit there and allow the teacher, and the parent's going to have to tell that student, that child, you need to sit there. Put your listening ears on.
Yeah.
And prepare yourself for the future.
I think they should have a, before schools start, they should have a teacher-parent get-together.
That would be a nice, that would be an excellent idea.
A teacher-parent get-together. We could tell you what we expect of your student. And you tell us what you expect of us.
Of the teacher.
I think of the teacher. What do you expect me? I think each class should do that.
That would be
so that would be a good thing, and you probably could have to do it like during the whole week.
Yeah, that would be you know, a good idea to get,
just to meet,
to get acquainted
so the teacher,
that.
So the parent could meet the teacher that's teaching their kid.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I think that would be a great idea to meet the parents. So the parents would know the teacher and say, oh, no, you coming to tell me about Mr. Broussard? I met Mr. Broussard. I know Mr. Broussard. I know Mr. Broussard is not abusing you. If anything, you're abusing Mr. Broussard. You know, but, you know, I think that would be a good thing to meet and know, because what happens is the student go back and tell about the teacher. But then the parent don't know anything about the teacher.
No
they just
idea.
Take the word.
But they want to come. They want.
They're gonna come up there and want to beat up on the teacher. Oh, yeah. The one that's trying to teach a kid. We want to beat. Let's beat the person that's gonna teach a kid. That's the way to go. let's beat the person that's trying to teach a kid. Let's beat him up.
Beat
him up.
So then your child.
Then your child. Let him run the class.
That's right.
He's going to school to run the class.
I already don't know nothing.
Don't know nothing, but he's going to run the class. He's going to be the teacher.
Especially about teaching. Now, they may know a little something.
Oh, yeah, they know something.
I know the parents. I trust that the parents are teaching their children about certain things such as measurement.
Yeah, I think I think there should be some kind of communication between the teacher and the parent, not at the time that things happen. It should happen before, so you kind of understand what's expected of your child the first day of school. What's going to happen? Second day. Okay, now we're going to talk about, you know, in a month. Then in 6 weeks, you're going to get a report card. Then, you know, they kind of like just sit there and information roll when it happens. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Oh, you don't even know when they're going to get a report card. Why? Nobody told me. Well, they got a robocall. I missed the robocall.
Yeah.
You know? So it's some community, and it's all about communicating.
And the key, you say, the key is communication.
Uh-huh.
Communicating with each other is extremely important. Be open about it.
Because you're sending your kid or your child to school for a future. You're not teaching them just for this, for a future, you know? this is going to be for the rest of their life. They're going to need this. So when you gone, they're going to be carrying on with the family. So
it really is true that the teachers in the classrooms are the ones that are the extremely important part of that child's life, because you are preparing them for that future.
Yeah.
And every leader, the so-called leaders in this country today, had a teacher.
Yeah. Everybody got a teacher. I mean, yeah, you can't do nothing. It's kind of like you got a teacher and you got a doctor. You got to have both of them.
Yeah.
If you know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you may not need a doctor.
Yeah, they got midwives. Huh? Okay.
No.
What?
No. Let's not go. But
what you mean no?
But you see, when we didn't have doctors,
y'all had midwives.
Well, they had midwives, yeah. But the fact is,
what?
Doctors look for a male, for an example. You know, a lot of times you'd go for an ailment. You had an upset stomach.
Okay.
My stomach hurts. You know, what your parents would do? They'd take you to the doctor? No.
No.
But they'd go out there and get
you some castor oil and put you in there.
Or some safetida.
Satsifiga. But that's it. I know what you're
saying. We call it safetida.
Yeah.
But come here, boy.
And open your mouth.
Give a little safetida in there. And they say, we'll be right back after those brief messages. Stay tuned.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal for over 32 years. Acadian Pawn provides local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street and 110 Gilbo Road in Lafayette. More information at AcadianPawn.com. AcadianPawn.com.
Hello, this is John Green, the host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to join me each Tuesday from 8 to 10 for the best in the new jazz recordings as well as some oldies but goodies. That's Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
Do nightmares keep you awake? Might as well tune into Ghost Town, Thursday nights, Friday mornings, 1 a.m. on KRVS.
Sounds and instruments. Discover them Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on the Minor Chord here on KRVS.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.